So, is he from a rich family? Oh, I understand. She's from the east side. Huh. You mean to tell me he's done all that school and he's never dated once? Wow, sounds like she's been with quite a few guys. What makes you think she's going to stay with you? All these questions that come at us when we, well, maybe when you were dating or maybe you are dating now, and you are trying to figure out the other person. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark, and this is the mini course on the shadow side and love. As we look at how we come together, how we interview, how we come to know the other person of the opposite gender, and consider them to be possible mates. This is all part of the process, and what we're going to accomplish in this course is this. What constitutes the shadow sides of a person? And how do I factor those in as I'm making my decision to either to continue with this person or to actually move on, to continue to marry them? Or things show up and it's not the right fit. All these questions, this information will be good tools, good material, we hope, at Christian Leaders Institute to help you to better understand what to watch for. So let's get started. The shadow sides and love. The shadow sides and love, well, it's the shadow sides of life to begin with. We have another mini course talking about the shadow sides in general. But in this course, we're going to apply the shadow sides of life and love. Because as we know, we have issues. Everybody has life issues of any kind. Even when we come out of the womb, we have life issues. What might be those issues? Well, it was nice and warm inside of mom, and now it's cold. Help. I need. And then we grow, and then we become a child, and then we have other needs. And of course, to feel secure and to be fed well. Some of us were not. And then that goes into our adolescence, and it goes into our adulthood, and here we are today, looking at what has happened in the past to understand our present and hopefully to intervene and understand how we can have a blessed future. So shadow sides are very important to understand because as we look at the other, he or she, they have just as much to process as you do. So as we look at the shadow side in love, here are the goals of this course. What to watch out for, and also to understand that we marry people and a family system. When you marry somebody, it's not just him or her. Oh, we'll just be our own family, our own couple. True, you will. You leave and you cleave. Book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 and following. And of course, in the beginning, Genesis chapter 2, we look at how God says to leave and cleave. Therefore, a man should leave his mother and father and become united to his wife, and vice versa. However, in this broken world, we have to understand that as we look at the leave and cleave principle, in the American culture at least, and other Western cultures, the idea is that, well, we become our own family, become our own people, your family is nice, my family is nice, but it doesn't matter about them. That's not necessarily true, because when we look at the shadow sides, we're looking at your family of origin. There's a family system we need to consider. You are not a product of your own. You are a product of other people, namely your mom and dad and their extended families. There's a lot of influence And this is by God's design. As you are considering ministry, and of course you're looking at how to help someone, this course hopefully will give you a good taste of what to watch for, what to help someone else through. Because quite often we get very caught up, head over heels with someone in that honeymoon stage of the dating process. And of course, the honeymoon stage in the first part of marriage, that first month and 2 months and year, that we often don't realize that that honeymoon period, that wow period, is going to then turn into the ow period, the ouch, the conflict, and oh, I didn't expect that, and a lot of other things. The issues of the person come to the surface every time. So, family systems, the person himself or herself, the signs, triggers, and cues when it comes to the shadow sides. Well, what are these shadow sides? These shadow sides are, by definition, the things that are unmet needs that come from the past that we have reacted to negatively in the past and now in the present. Also, these are issues that are our issues, not someone else's. So I cannot, for example, say, well, because my wife or my husband has a ton of life issues that he's dealing with, those are not my issues too, although I will walk with him. We are yoked together. We are walking together in these life issues that support. But notice that you have your issues, he or she has their issues, and also you're here to help each other through all of life's issues. And so that's how we differentiate and also how we understand. Also, how the past affects the present. The past is affecting the present and the future. That is the shadow side. And so, shadow sides are very important because as we can pick up on what is going on with our spouse-to-be, we then see how we can help them, also how to point them to Jesus with these things, and how to go forward. Well, in the next videos, we're going to look at more in detail what these shadow sides are about, how they come to be, what they are in terms of name, and how it all applies to matchmaking, how it all applies to dating, and also marriage choice, and family. Because the more that we know, the more that we grow. The more that we know, the more we can intervene. And God will expose those shadows with the light of Jesus Christ. Because we can't do it alone. And what you'll begin to see are the signs, triggers, and cues, as I mentioned. You'll begin to see behaviors that seem out of the ordinary. What do I mean? Out of the ordinary that you got to know at first. But then further on in the relationship, 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road, into the first year of being with this person, you begin to see patterns of behavior, of anger, controlling behavior, or codependency, these things that come up. And as you love this person, as you're falling in love with this person, it's also gaining a realistic sense of this person too. Well, more to come. See you next time.